The tax, 25 cents per passenger per trip, was in the budget the city council adopted in June. It went into effect October 1st, but it's not clear whether the tax is legal. City officials say they have an open case before the Public Service Commission, which regulates taxi fares in Baltimore City and Baltimore County, to formalize the tax. But a commission spokeswoman says there is no such case before them, adding that a formal request must be made by either the companies or the city in order for the rate to be adjusted. Nonetheless, the commission issued last week a memo to all passenger-for-hire services outlining how to implement the tax. But that wasn't good enough for Dwight Kynes, a vice president with Veolia Transportation, which owns several cab companies in the city and operates an exclusive stand at Penn Station.
If this was going to go into effect in October, we probably should have gotten started back in the summertime to increase the meter rate.
Kynes says he knew about the tax when Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake introduced her budget in March, but didn't know how it was to be implemented. Either way, he wasn't happy about it.
Nobody's ever happy with new taxes.
Joanna Freidinger, who operates the Limo Lady car service in Parkville, says she didn't hear of the tax until she received a letter from the city at the end of September. Freidinger, president of the Maryland Limo Association, says she thought the letter was a joke.
Anybody, in other words, who comes into the city, whether it be on the outskirts of the city or down into the Inner Harbor, we are being taxed 25 cents per person per trip, which is absolutely ridiculous.
She calls it taxation without representation and is trying to start an effort to have it repealed.
Sir, are you taking this picture?
Janice Simmons, chief of the city's Bureau of Revenue Collections, explains the process for someone who is catching a cab like ones here at Penn Station.
I hail a cab down here on the corner and decide to go out to Towson. How much is the excise tax?
It's 25 cents per passenger.
In other words, I'm just paying an extra quarter.
An extra quarter. And if you have a friend with you, that person's paying an extra quarter as well.
City officials predict the tax will bring in $1.3 million this year. It applies to passengers coming into Baltimore from almost any point outside the city, as well as to trips within Baltimore. It covers taxis, limos, and sedan services. It doesn't apply, however, to companies holding contracts with nonprofits or the five companies holding deals with BWI Marshall Airport. Right now, taxi and limo drivers are expected to pay their taxes either by mail or in person, with the first payment due November 25th. Online payments are targeted to begin in January. Simmons says the city does not have a plan to enforce collecting the tax, adding their goal is to get whatever revenue they can. Deputy Finance Director Henry Raymond says officials will seek an audit if the numbers cab companies report don't add up. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.